Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome on the call. This is going to be a great call. You know, I sat down last night, and it was a, I shouldn't say last night, it was this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. I think, what are we going to talk about on the call here this morning? And I was thinking about the weekend that's coming up, obviously Dallas. And everybody comes into an event like this, and what they're looking for in their minds are the how to build a business. And I know that most people think that that's the most important thing. In fact, I believe that every city that I go into, so many people will ask me, well, what do I say, what do I say, what do I say? What do I do, what do I do, what do I do? Because we're looking for specific actionable items that we can do. And all those are absolutely important. But I truly believe that belief is probably 90%, maybe even 95% of the success that you're going to have. And people say, are you really sure about that? I'm absolutely positive. Because I believe that it's the music behind your voice. It's the posture behind your stance. It's just how you feel about what you say, really, as opposed to what it is that you're actually saying. But the challenge is with those beliefs that we have and hold about ourselves, many times they're beliefs that have been handed down to us. Many times they're beliefs that haven't been created. They're beliefs that were actually just happened to us. And most people don't believe that they are actually in control of their beliefs. You know, when you ask somebody something, you say, sometimes they say, oh, that's just how I think about it. And the reality is you can ask another question, well, who's doing that thinking? And I know it seems like some of us go, that's an idiotic question, but it's a very obvious question. You are doing that thinking. It's like the same way when I meet somebody, you know, and they're upset with somebody else, and they say, that person makes me mad. The reality is there is nothing that somebody else can truly do to make you mad. What they do is they do a set of activities that you interpret that you don't like, and then you decide to be mad. Now, most of you say that's not true because you're probably so used to having those emotions show up in such a quick order that you think that there's something else that's making it happen. But in reality, we're in control of all of it. In fact, everything that we do really is in accordance with our beliefs. Everything that you'll do today are direct in accordance with your beliefs. But so many of our beliefs have been handed down to us, and it's been a long time since we questioned them. And that's why this event is so important. But it doesn't just need to be an event like Dallas, Texas. You could be listening in on this call, as I know a lot of people do, who are not even part of our business, who are not even part of the network marketing industry. And I know this from your calls and from your emails and from the messages that you give us. And when you listen in here, you can ask yourself, what are some beliefs that you hold about yourself that are not necessarily true, that were beliefs that you acquired or picked up along the way? Many times, many of us pick up many of our beliefs when we're very young. We pick up beliefs from what we were well-meaning people, from our parents, from our pastors, from significant others, from people in authority in our lives, from people that we looked up to because physically we were smaller than them, that we were just different, that they were in charge of us. And as we grew, we adopted those. Those adopted beliefs became permanent in our lives, and we've no longer questioned them. And we're constantly acting in accordance with those. There was a great experiment that was done. And this experiment is not to imply that any of us are monkeys. It is an experiment that they did with monkeys. And what they did was that they put a group of monkeys into a room. And the monkeys were well fed. They had some food for them to eat, so they were well fed. But right at the top of this tree in the center of the room, they placed a very ripe, very aromatic, in other words, they could really smell it, a beautiful bunch of bananas. And very quickly, one of the monkeys noticed that those bananas were over there. And he or she decided to climb up that tree, and it was just about to reach out and grab that banana, and they turned on a torrent of cold water that drenched that monkey, and that monkey came screaming, scampering down, screaming, and all the other monkeys saw it. Well, it's very interesting that that process was repeated just three more times. And then from then on, none of those monkeys decided to go out there and try those bananas. Now, what's interesting about that is you would say, I get that. That makes absolute sense. But it's the next stage of the experiment that I want to share with you. Because you want to be very careful about what you're doing with your beliefs, that you perhaps are hand-me-down beliefs. Beliefs can be handed down through generations. And if you want to break the cycle, you can decide to break it, or you can decide to be the chain that passes it on. Because here's the next part of the experiment that I believe is the piece that's actually revolutionary and life-changing. What they did was they introduced another monkey into the mix. And immediately this fourth monkey that was part of the mix began to see and smell those bananas and try to climb up that tree. But immediately the other monkeys grabbed him or her down and wouldn't let her climb up. Now you think to yourself, wow, that is just amazing. But that's not the most amazing part of this experiment. To me, what the most amazing part of this experiment was, very quickly, they rotated in new monkeys and out the original monkeys till they literally had it down four or five generations. And none of those monkeys were the original monkeys. In fact, they were far removed from the original monkeys that were part of the original experiment. But none of them were willing to climb up that tree, even though that no water had been sprayed, even though that none of them had experienced it, even though none of them had seen it. In fact, none of them had even had any experience of it whatsoever. The realities are there are so many belief systems that are passed down through generations. They can be cultural. They can be local. They can be family line specific. You know, what are your beliefs about you being a great person? When I say on this call that you are a leader, that you are a brilliant, magnificent, gorgeous, fantastic person, do you take that on? Or do you take that on and say, yes, that's true, but not of me? Do you have belief that somehow it's about IQ that's required in order to be successful? Do you have belief that it's somehow around breeding that is what is needed to be successful? Do you have an idea that perhaps it's around looks in order to be successful? Do you have an idea that I'm somehow too old to be successful? Do you have an idea that only women are successful? Do you have an idea that only men are successful? Do you have an idea that only people of a religious persuasion are successful? Do you have an idea that only tall people are successful? Small people, thin people. In other words, do you have a idea that really truly is a belief that you not only own, you operate your whole life from there when we talk about being a leader and being successful? Because I want to make this very clear. Whatever you believe yourself to be, you are. And it's you that is in charge of that belief. Because the reality is, and I make a study of this in the habit of this, I love, it is an absolute passion with me, studying the lives of successful people. I love to read biographies, autobiographies. Anytime, as you know, I am just voracious in how much I want to study the successful lives of other people. Why? I want to be somebody. I want to be part of this planet and make a difference, as I believe every one of you who is on this call. The first difference that we want to make is honor our God. Because I believe we were created in his likeness and image, and within all of us are the talents required in order to be successful. In fact, if you have that belief system, however you choose to acquire it, it makes you very, very powerful indeed. But when I say to you, go out there and have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today, you just take that on as, oh, that's just a saying that he says. Or do you truly say, I am going to go out there and have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today because I'm one of God's children. I am already magnificent. In other words, you know that within you potential already exists. The vision that you have for your future is a possibility for you, for your children, and that you can truly go out there and make it happen. What unlocks this? I believe what unlocks us is believing you can have us. I believe that that's what's God-like. That's what truly honoring your God. The second thing is not only believing that you can have it, but putting action behind it. Because faith without works is dead. But I believe very little action becomes without belief. So in other words, can you truly take it on and go, I believe that. I truly am worthy of that. I am a leader. Because it's not about IQ. It's not about breeding. It's not about height. It's not about your parents. It's not about any of these things. You already have everything that you need within you. How do we unlock it? First of all, believe we got it. Second of all, just totally commit to it. Thirdly of all, just do the hard work necessary in order to make it happen. And fourthly of all, just go out there and say, I am not only deserving of it, but I'm willing to work hard and totally commit to make it happen. I am there. But how many people are acting in accordance with those beliefs? You know, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. But you're the one doing the thinking. There is no written plan that says you can't. There's not. And that's why these events are so important. Are you going out there and acquiring, seeing the world in a way that is absolutely strengthening your current set of beliefs? You know, it's so easy to do that. And I'm going to finish with this point. I have watched people in this industry and in life, and I read so many books about it, that when you look at them and you compare them side by side, you realize what made the difference. They got totally committed. They believed they could. They worked hard. They expected to win. And they went out there on a daily basis and made it happen. But they understood that they needed to acquire and hold those beliefs on a daily basis. When they went out there, they didn't go around the world looking for reasons to affirm that they're not going to make it. Oh, there's a small person who didn't make it. Oh, there's a tall person who didn't make it. Oh, there's a fat person who didn't make it. Oh, there's a thin person who didn't make it. Oh, there's a person. Life has passed me by. I'm not going to make it. It's already too late for me. I'm already too, whatever it is. It's too late for me. I hope my kids can make it. The truth is, if we can think about it, we can commit to it. If we can commit to it, we can do it. We can do it on a daily basis. We can grow into it and we can make it happen. But if you don't believe that, you won't operate in that way. We're all God's children. I believe that today can be the best day of the rest of your life. I don't believe that it's always going to be easy, but I always believe it's always going to be possible. And that's a belief that'll serve you. Are you out there looking for that? Or are you out there looking for something else? Sugar Ray Robinson put it beautifully. To be a champion, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. One of the best ways to start when life gets you down, and it will, is just a little prayer. I believe that little prayer just acknowledges that there is a God, the relationship that you have with Him. The fact is that we can pray to Him and that we understand that we're all God's children made in His likeness and image. This may not be easy, but it is possible. I have all the potential within me. I can unlock it by acknowledging Him, understanding who I am. I can go out there and commit to it. I can have the belief in it. I can do hard work and I can make it happen. And I can do that on a daily basis. I can look around the world and I can choose to see the minor miracles that exist in every day, or I can see life as just one big obstacle. I can go out and truly see the people that are successful and see myself in them as opposed to seeing the people that are successful and not. I can choose to go out and see people that don't make it and say, you know what, I'm not like them, or you can choose to say you are like them, because it's all your choice. That's the beautiful thing about it. So it doesn't need to be an event like Dallas. You can choose your own beliefs. They don't need to be hand-me-downs forever. You can take this time today just to become aware of the beliefs that you have. And the great thing about thought, it can be changed in an instant. But the bad thing about thought is it can be changed in an instant. Just because you've made a decision and affirmed as to who you're going to be, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be challenged regularly. But you can put in for yourself a support system that'll happen. Prayer is a good one. Great friends is another good one. Great books is another good one. But you know what? Whatever strategy you do, let's do it daily. Why? Because you deserve it. Go out there and have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you're one of God's children. You're already magnificent. You already deserve it. You can choose right now to believe it. You can choose to act in accordance with it. You can choose to commit to the vision that you have for it. And you can choose to go out there and work hard for it. We love every single one of you.
You know, Garrett, always, every day, Garrett starts his call off in a way that as you sit and you ponder, you start to realize that each of our days is a brand new start. We don't have to dwell on yesterday. We don't have to dwell on our past in a negative sense where we say, oh my gosh, I didn't accomplish it before. What will make it different now? And I think this is very important, what he was sharing today, from a home-based business standpoint, because there's a lot of us that have been in more than one company. There's a lot of us that have started more than one business. And we'll go a few years, and then we say, man, is this worth it? You know, or am I going to make it? What's the deal? And sometimes we're on our own. You know, we're out here building it on the internet. We're out here trying to do it in our community, and there's nobody to talk to. And when there's a company having a big event, then I tell people, you know, a big event doesn't mean there's thousands. A big event means there's more than two people. And the three of you get together and you brainstorm and you do some stuff. And sometimes those are local events or sometimes they're company events. And I can guarantee you this weekend for Garrett's company, as they really get together in Dallas and they start sharing some nuts and bolts, but they're going to come up with some new ideas, some new tools, and everybody will get new nuggets. And they'll take them home and they'll watch their teams grow and they'll prepare for the fall, which is one of the largest and most successful times in network marketing. But what I've seen over the years, and this is where we're going to take the call today, what I've seen over the years is people get externally motivated, and they get all passionate while they're at the event. And then they start their drive back home, or they get on the plane and they go home. And they land in their reality. And then by the time they get off the plane or they pull into the driveway, they've received a phone call from their spouse or the kids have called, or they get a certified letter in the mail, or the bills are piling up, and they start to lose that external motivation. They forget, I think, sometimes that they are God's chosen ones, the children of God. Everybody. I mean, when Garrett talks about being children of God, you know, everybody on the earth is a child of God. It's a matter of, do you accept that or not? And I think that a lot of people, whether they call themselves Christians or something else, that want to rely on a God or the God, they don't really believe that in their heart either. They lose that external motivation, and they start dwelling in this self-pity, and they start looking at their circumstances and saying, well, I don't know how I'm going to make it. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do that? And they ask themselves the wrong questions. And today you got to look at the fact that if you're going to a big event and you're getting ready to come home, or maybe you're already home, and you say, what am I going to do now? Well, first thing you've got to do is you've got to change your way of thinking. The questions that you're asking yourself have to change. Instead of asking yourself, how am I going to do this, ask yourself, when am I going to get started? Because, see, now that's an action question. It has to have an answer. You've got to put down and say, today I'm going to go talk to one person. See, it's not about knowing everything. It's not about understanding all the new tools you get. It's not even about knowing how to fully understand all your products. But what is important is that you're excited, that you can honestly see something happening, that you can see where there's a need for the service or the product in which you're marketing. And you can pick up the phone and share with somebody and say, you know what? I know you're in the same boat that I'm in. I know that you're out there looking at the stock market and wondering, is it real? Is it really going to keep going up? Is my retirement going to keep growing, or am I going to fall back to where I was 18 months ago? Or they're looking at it and saying, man, I had two investment properties last year, and now I'm on the footsteps of the courthouse for the foreclosure. I wish I could just earn another $200-$300 a month, or another $500 or $1,000 a month. And you let that person know, I found something that's unlike anything else. And I guarantee you guys, whatever company that you're in, whatever company you're passionate about, it will be like unlike anything else because you're in it. And you can share and say, man, I can't guarantee you that you're going to have the same success that I have. But I can guarantee you that if you'll put a little bit of effort in, that what we're doing is revolutionary. What we're doing is cutting edge. What we're doing will help change people's lives, whether it's in the health and wellness arena, whether it's in the skincare arena, whether it's in telecommunications for that matter, or internet security. It doesn't matter what it's in. If you truly understand that this is about you, this is about you going out and sharing with somebody else your excitement. And I'm not talking about blind enthusiasm. I'm not talking about creating a scenario of disaster. I'm not talking about going out and using a bunch of MLMEs, what I call groupie words. I'm talking about going out and telling somebody, man, this might be what you're looking for. This is something that I've not seen anywhere else. I just want to share the service or the product. I don't even want you to think about getting into business with me until you fully see what I'm talking about and you understand why I'm excited about this. Then you start to carry that motivation, that enthusiasm that you first had at that big event. You start carrying that on. But see, if you go home and you get back into the everyday grind, you don't start asking yourself new questions, then within about 3 or 4 days, that big event just becomes a past memory. Becomes something that when you're sitting out by the pool or you're fishing or you're golfing, you can say, boy, I remember when I was there. That sure was cool. I sure wish I was walking across that stage. I sure wish I had a bigger team that had shown up. I wish my life away. And see, that's not how successful people in any business get to where they're at. They strategize. They plan. They put a format together that they will know will work for them. Everybody in any company will put a list together. I just think most people don't understand why they're doing it. See, if you create that list, it actually spurs on your thought process to where you can look at your list and say, you know what? I can call this person right here and I can share a little bit about what I'm doing. And when you go and you talk to them, you say, you know, you might not be interested in this, but I know you know a lot of people, and you want to influence people's lives, and you want to change their lifestyles forever. So I want to share something with you. And when I'm done, I just want you to tell me, do you think this will work? And I'm going to ask you that question, and I want you to give me an honest answer, that you can see where people will need this. Or you say to me, no, it won't. Because, see, now you're asking for somebody's help. And people will do more to help other people than they will to help themselves. And that's how you carry that momentum on. You call your team up, and instead of telling your team, hey, you need to get to the next big event, you call your team up and say, hey, if you had an opportunity to go to that event, would you go? Well, yeah, if I had the money. Well, how about if we make a couple, 3 sales? Maybe we can earn you that money real quick. Maybe you can have your trip paid for before you even leave. See, those are the exciting things that make stuff happen. That's how you know you're moving in the right direction. It's a change of mindset. See, most of us do not get the success factor that we want because of our thinking. There's a great book by John Maxwell called Think on These Things. Or Thinking for a Change. And the way we think, what we put into our mind, the way it comes out, actually, that dictates the action steps that we take. And if you're sitting there and maybe you're building locally and you're getting ready to walk into an opportunity meeting or you're walking into a Starbucks and you start thinking, man, this guy's not gonna want to buy. Man, they're not going to want to join my company. Man, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what to say. You know, I thought my upline was a better upline, but they disappear on me. Whatever the case is. That's when you start thinking and saying, you know what? I'm in business for myself. I can do this. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to listen to what that person has to say. I'm going to find out how I can fill the need that they have in their life. I'm going to figure out how I can share with them with passion and enthusiasm why I'm doing what I'm doing and the fact that I'm just getting started in this. But I'm so focused and so dedicated because I see this big crusade. that's when people start saying, man, we want to know a little bit more. Because you've changed your whole posture. You know, people don't realize sometimes that it's not really the words we speak, but it's the way we speak them. It's the tonality. It's our body language that causes other people to get excited. And when other people get excited, the sky's the limit on where you get to go. Because all of a sudden, you start to realize what people are doing. You start to realize that, hey, they're peeking up. They're paying attention to me. And that is the key right there. Because when you see the excitement in somebody else's eye, because all of a sudden they realize, hey, they're so excited, I think maybe there's something here. That's the passion. But when Jimmy and I constantly are giving you John Maxwell books. But Thinking for a Change is a book that it's really kind of a workbook to me. I mean, every chapter's got some questions at the end of it, to where he goes through some steps, some processes that you can take to help you realize where you need to change your thinking. And I'll be honest, I've got people in my life that just shake their head because they'll call and they'll say, Troy, your answering machine says that you're at the beach. You know, are you sure that your lifestyle is conducive to being in a home-based business? And yet then I'll receive emails from a business partner who says to me in this email that I got in at 8:54 this morning, hey, Troy, can you just catch a few winks? Because at 12:23 last night, I was answering one of their emails. See, all of us have the same amount of time in the day. It just depends on how we want to work it. And I learned a long time ago, and although I'm not always balanced this way, I do my best to put my family first above everything but my God. And that's the one thing that I always have him foremost in my relationship with Jesus Christ is the beginning. But I've learned a long time ago that there's other ways of making it all happen. And sometimes that means I work late, but I get to play early in the mornings. And it's because I changed my way of thinking. And a lot of my business partners haven't done that. They keep thinking like they're employees and they have to work 9 to 5. And I don't believe that when you're in business for yourself, that there's a clock. I haven't had an alarm clock in years. And yet I still get up at 5:30 every morning. I'm out by 6 o'clock and I'm talking with people. I'm back home by 8:30 in the morning getting ready for the radio show. And then I'm out the door when the radio show's over to either take Paige down the beach, run some errands, do whatever needs to be done. And then I get back here about noontime and I get ready to go to work. And I'll work throughout the day. I'll check on the kids. I'll do what Paige needs done. And eventually the kids go to bed and Paige starts writing her next novel. And then I just sit down and I start working. Take calls from leaders, do three-way calls at 10:30 at night, whatever the case may be. That's what makes this work. But you have to change your way of thinking if you're going to make that happen. You've got to realize big events are important. And folks, I tell you what, as we close out today and we get ready for tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to have Aces Radio Live at 5 in the afternoon. We're going to have Chad Johnson, the big dog of Catalyst, on, and he's going to be sharing about this year's event. Tomorrow morning is Feedback Friday. We're going to have a lot of people that are in Dallas sharing their excitement in Accelerate and Bozzi, which is the company that Garrett is the top leader in. And it's fun, and people tell us all the time, why do you guys get those other people on the call on Fridays? Because they're average, ordinary people who are following their dreams. It's unedited, unscripted, and they share their passion. And that passion can be connected. You can catch it. When you catch it, all of a sudden you get excited about your own company. That's the exciting part. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Look at your past and use it as an example of where you don't want to go again, or use it as an example of how you excuse me, able to overcome some type of an event in your life. But look at the next step when you hang up this phone and you say to yourself, who can I talk to today that I can go make a difference in their lives, share my business opportunity with them, and possibly get them on the road of reaching the success that they're looking for. In the end of the day, that's what matters, that you're helping other people change their lives and leave a legacy for their family like they would not have known how to do if they had not been introduced to you in their life. Guys, have an awesome day. It's going to be wonderful, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Bye now.